Yeah! Welcome to episode one, The Nitpickers, a new bonus podcast from the producers of This Is Not Good Radio and the Nick and Dick on Sports podcast, a new venture. Is it a ripoff of the Rewatchables on the Ringer Podcast Network? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Mind your own fucking business. What's the big deal? How about that banging intro song? I came into it as if there was a banging intro song. What do we think? Nick, was there a banging intro song?
Nah, I doubt
it. How about just like some generic music at the top?
Probably? I could sing. Yeah.
Okay.
I could sing.
Sing us a Nitpickers intro song impromptu. Go for it,
anyway. We are picking, we are nicking, we are Jason, we are Emily. We're picking and nicking the in your finger and your nose.
You think it's the Nitpickers?
Does that work? Oh. We like movies, or so we say.
We like movies, but we still got problems with them. Talking about it on the Nitpickers.
Boom. With Nick, Jason, and Emily show.
Jesus.
Christ. What did he have there?
I never said I was a singer.
Okay.
I can say it now, though, right?
Musicians, somebody want to write us a theme song for this? So, yeah, I think the we'll make this a regular thing, but I just like to watch things and then break them down and find little problems with them that only assholes would find. Like, why can't you just enjoy this piece of art that somebody's made? Why do you have to make such a big fucking deal about you don't understand the timeline of A Star Is Born? Okay? Is this 9 months? Is it 3 years? It seems like she got famous in fucking 11 days. What's going on there, man? I don't understand.
I just realized that this explains your management style like so much right now.
What?
Taking something great and just nitpicking it for no reason.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
That's because I'm trying to strengthen the spirit.
You're trying to strengthen Ali's spirit?
Take that thing that has greatness in it and eliminate all the flaws so that true greatness, perfection, can be realized. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what we're going to do. And for the most part, I want to do things that are really, really good. Okay, and that's why for episode one, it's going to be The Mayor of Easttown, a program on HBO.
Which you know that show that just came out that everybody is enjoying right now?
Let me nitpick episode one of The Nitpickers. I was very passionate about Mayor of Easttown 6 weeks ago, and now I've literally forgotten some of the... Obviously, there's going to be spoilers on spoilers on spoilers, so if you haven't watched the show, you wouldn't enjoy this anyway. You can turn it off now and go watch it, because what are you doing with your life? Watch this fucking show. It's awesome, and it's only 7 episodes. But I literally... There's so many twists. I'm like, I don't really remember... Who is Aaron's baby's daddy?
Aaron's,
it's John, right?
The family member, but... No, was it
who,
that?
It's the guy from the camp.
It was the dad.
The bearded, best friend's...
The
bearded
husband.
Dad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not his skinny brother.
No, the skinny brother took the baby mama.
No. The kid killed her.
The kid killed her.
Son of a bitch,
see,
man.
That's this podcast is going to be difficult to execute now. Because we had to wait a little while on somebody.
I'm sorry. I apologize. This is, you can nitpick me. This is the first time I'll do this, okay? And the last time I'll do it.
Well, here, before we jump into the actual nitpicking, I mean, did you not love it? I can't believe that, because we chronicled how you were on episode one, and then like a week later, you're on episode two, and then you were on episode two and a half. And I'm like, how? Once you pop, you can't stop.
Mm-hmm. How did you
not just barrel through it? Did you not like it?
I loved it. I did love it. I have this issue, and I do this with books too, where if I start something and I really, really, really like it, I accidentally make it go on forever because I don't want it to ever end. So that's one of my fatal flaws is, like, for the Harry Potter series growing up, Harry Potter took me like 4 years to read because I just wanted to read one book at a time. And then I would read like a chapter of the book and then watch like 20 minutes of a movie.
The whole,
and then stop and then read.
Harry Potter series took you 4 years?
Yes.
How many books is that?
Four.
I mean,
seven.
That's like two lifetimes for me.
Did you not finish it?
I finished it.
Did you just get to Goblet of Fire and you're like, well, that solves that problem?
Do people usually read all the Harry Potter books in a long weekend? How long does it, 4 years seem like?
Did like a year.
It probably took me 4 years because I was waiting for books to be written.
Oh, yeah.
God.
The last one came out.
No, that's fine.
So it was great. I really liked it. I would highly suggest you watching it. It's bingeable, very bingeable, easily bingeable, but not to me.
Yeah, because it's seven episodes.
I know. I had
it's
a
like
lot
very
of
short. It's hard to make a series that's shorter.
I was new on this program. I was getting used to the schedule. You know, I didn't have a lot of time to just sit and fuck around and watch some cop do cop things
I think,
every night.
That scared me. Just her swearing right there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, did you dump it?
There should be the warning that there will be adult language in this episode.
You're gonna hear me say not. Words.
Dave B., at the time we were recording this, I believe probably just finished it as he and the fam are flying to Hawaii this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to, he told
congrats
me.
Congrats on the negative tests.
He was trying to save two episodes for the plane. And I was like, you could have done the whole series on the plane. But it's funny because he texted me after episode two. And he said, don't spoil anything for me, but I just want to get on record. It was the deacon who did it. And I'm like, hey, fuckface, that's not, Sherlock, that's not a hot take, okay? That's literally the joke of the SNL sketch because that's the lowest common denominator answer. That's everybody, they got you. They want you to think that it's the deacon.
They wanted you for sure.
Nitpick number one, so many fake outs. In this show. Like, and I realize that there's part
that's
of
that's the thing, though, right?
You can sit there and
right?
say that's how police investigations work, and it's everything in this small town. Everybody's got secrets and
mm-hmm.
I feel like this especially was just like, oh, it's totally that guy. It's totally that guy. It's totally that guy. And then you get to the end, and like, we can't even remember who it was.
I knew that it was the kid. It did take me a minute to be like, oh, yeah, who fucked Aaron? Who knocked her up?
I had no idea it was the kid. How did you just know?
No. I knew today it was the kid. I didn't know when at the time that happened, it did
that was
blow
amazing.
My mind. But I did remember, and it's not I'm looking now on my list of nitpicks, but I was like, hang on, did we go one twist too far?
Yeah.
There were a few.
Because you're just like, you're almost a parody of yourself by like, oh my God, not that. And then two more. Oh my God, not that. And then there's one more at the end. You're like, gee, okay, enough.
Yeah,
all right, just fucking like, pull.
If we had made this eight episodes, you would have found out that it was Mare herself who killed the kid. And that's what the shot that she made back in high school was. Somehow that bullet kept going until it killed this little girl in the woods.
Yeah, I would have totally believed at the end if it was like Mayer was a time traveler and she was the one that did this all along.
Well, I literally almost stopped and didn't watch the last episode because I was like, oh, well, it's the weird cousin brother uncle guy.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
I do like that they, I guess it's episode five where all of a sudden they're in the dude, the half bar, half house,
mm-hmm.
The rapist abductor guy. And like you have the shootout. He's dead. The other detective is dead. That's in episode five because you're like, what the fuck? There's still two more.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I thought we were going to count down and find this guy in the final episode. But no, they're just like, we're going to stumble upon it. Oh, he shot that guy in the head.
How do you feel about Mayer's relationship with her partner? Because I think I want to nitpick that. I did not like that. I thought that was strange.
Well, he was trying to hit on her?
He was like trying to get with her.
I mean, it's a small town.
But
She's
it's not
hot.
That small. And
well,
she's not
that he doesn't know
hot.
Anybody.
Emily, I think this is based on your inexperience at the workplace. You like get a job and you immediately start fucking your coworkers. That's
no
the way,
way
that it works, man.
No.
Wait, what?
No. Oh, no, Nick.
God damn, so much wasted time.
I don't know. I just think it was weird. And that whole kiss was strange.
It is. I mean, like, look, small town culture, like, that's how you meet people.
But he's not from the small town,
right? But that's how you meet people.
He's from the next small town over.
Particularly in that job where you're just consumed by your job all the time.
Yeah.
Do I buy their relationship? I don't know, but am I surprised? Like the scene in the bar where he's drunk and hitting on her.
Oh, that's
weird. Yeah. Well, is it weird? I'm like, story checks out. I believe that he would do that. Now her, kissing him on the dock there, and then them, that part. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, that was very cheesy. She's like, I don't think you know what you're getting into.
Never mind.
Okay.
I was gonna bring up how many people here that I've slept with because I saw one of them the other day.
No
and
way.
I was like, holy shit, you still work here?
Oh.
Forgot about that.
Man, hang on. I know one.
Don't you worry about it, buddy.
I'm so
you don't
new
fuck
to all
your coworkers,
this.
Emily? What's your problem?
No, I don't. That's like a rule for me. I don't do that.
That's a rule when you're 23.
Yeah.
Talk to me when you're 35.
I have a lot more options still out in the world.
Reverse nitpick. I didn't realize that was Evan Peters.
Really?
No.
He looks so old in this.
The other detective?
Yeah.
I don't know who Evan Peters is.
American Horror
Quicksilver.
Story.
Quicksilver and the X-Men movies.
He was a hottie.
I was like, that's really good. Like, I didn't even realize that was you. Good job on you.
He was acting. A hottie back in my day. So.
Here, we'll just use that to dive headfirst into the nitpicks, because I got a whole list here.
Give it to us.
Is Mayor a good detective?
Oh.
Because he's certainly not, and I think that's part of his whole thing. He comes clean to her there before he kisses her, that he never solved the fucking murder, that some private investigator did it, and then he just went through his files and found that shit.
Yeah.
All this time, if she was having inadequacy because he's a better detective, no. She does the little trick with the bullet and finds it in the tree and whatever. But I'm gonna say I think Mare's an average detective at best. Okay.
Well, so
she's risen to the top of the force in this small Pennsylvania town. She ain't running the narcotics division in Philly.
But look, the idea that you go to a detective as a crime scene, you just like feel the wind and you're like, he was 6'8". Like, that's not a real detective. Is just somebody who just keeps at it. You just keep working it, going back and talking to people, going back and talking to people until eventually something either clicks or it's a cold case. So by that definition, her dogged pursuit of this case, she is a good detective.
Well, now the case breaker, the one that breaks it open, is that she's friends with a prostitute who says, you remember they're in the diner and it's like, one of my hoes says that she was propositioned by a guy in a blue van who smoked this type of cigarettes, and she was able to punch him in the face and run away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shark attack style, box him right in the nose. She's talking to her prostitute friend. Like a year after, what's her name? Katie's been missing all this time. Why didn't you think to talk to your prostitute friend a year ago?
I don't know. And I have another reason why she's a bad investigator is whenever
planting
she...
Planting evidence?
Yeah. Okay. No. Not for the reason you think. Now, sure, plant evidence all you want, but she planted it in such an obvious way that she got caught.
Yeah.
How can you plant evidence as somebody who is an investigator and plant it so awfully that the next morning they figure out it's you?
Amen, Emily. Yes, she should know.
She should know how to do it right.
Just going into the evidence room and taking some heroin and then putting it on your fucking... What daughter-in-law in her car while she's in a thing. You're going to get busted. And then she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, see, okay.
Bad at lying and everything, too.
Bad detective.
All this is a little bit of, it's just a TV show. So these coincidences and these leaps of things happen. I feel like a little bit baked into this. But I think it's more egregious that the fact that this police captain recognizes this LSD logo from a case, whatever... How far ago? Like, nobody remembers that it's got Kermit the Frog on it or whatever it was.
Oh, I would remember. If I picked up a case of, like a bag of LSD and it had a penis on it, I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, so. I would say in a town...
Okay. They all have penises on them, Emily. It's all derivative of penises.
No.
A town of this
logos.
Size, you probably would remember the individual details of huge drug busts. But that said, let's talk about this town for a second.
The point was her desperation made her do something stupid.
Okay, so because of her family situation.
But you are right. You should do a better job of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this town, are all of the grown-ups alcoholics?
Yes.
Just everybody is just drinking four beers as soon as they get home from work. Grandma's fucking mixing martinis with the guy from the church.
Yeah.
I mean, this all happens in Pennsylvania, which is the home of where they punch police horses and you have to grease the light poles so that when you beat the Cowboys, they don't climb up them. Yeah. These are all drunk ass.
So that's just fine. That's life up there.
Yeah, that's life up in places where it just... snows like 40%.
That's
90% of the time.
Okay, I can go to this neighborhood behind us and pick a house and probably find one of these types of people. I mean, that's everywhere.
Well, but it's all the people in this show.
Who's the priest?
Who's the normal sober influence person? Everybody's fucked up.
The kids are fucked up.
That is small town life.
My nitpick part B to this one. Are all of the 19-year-old girls drug-addicted prostitutes in this town? Like, every one of them is on this site where she can meet up with dudes that may or may not rape and abduct you because they've got a drug problem?
Yeah,
how many sugar babies do you know are your
sugar
friends?
Sugar babies? Oh, I do know quite a few.
Okay.
It's easy. That is kind of realistic. What my nitpick on that is the photos they take that they showed on the page. Those would never get you a man. Those would never get you an old sugar daddy. Like, they are ugly.
Maybe
they wear these ugly ass wigs.
Is what Emily is saying.
Well, but in Easttown Province, I mean, I don't know. Is this Aaron was 18, right?
She was like, I think she was finally
constructed.
Yeah.
Aaron's friend, the one whose mom does the makeup and shit like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
the one who keeps lying and covering up shit for Dylan. Hell yeah. What's up, homegirl? That feels wrong. Now it feels wrong.
Yeah, now you've made it a little quiet.
Why?
I'm
gonna
say they take bad pictures. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to be fake woke and say, shame on you, Jason, but I agree.
My point is they just take really bad pictures, and that would not get you. I mean, maybe, I guess their desperation.
I mean, for a Pennsylvania prostitute.
Yeah, they're all just desperate, I guess. Desperate and cold. That's what it's like living up north.
How big is Easttown? Is it... Like, give me a Texas town that's comparable.
Would you say Bastrop? Is it like Bastrop size?
I don't
size?
Spend any time in Bastrop, but that seems correct. Like, it seems considerably smaller than a Round Rock.
Like a Buta? Is Buta too big?
See, this is a town I don't know that it exists. Like, what is,
no,
is it? Is it Hutto?
I'm looking it up. It's is based it? On...
No, it's based on a real place. The guy who... Brad Inglesberg? He's from the area. That's why he chose that. That's another nitpick I have on here.
Well, it's Easttown Township. Population is 10,000. So Georgetown?
No, Georgetown's way too big, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's definitely. Now, maybe it's because she's mayor is the mayor. Okay, here, let's skip to that.
Here, Manor is almost 10,000 people. So you're looking at effectively. This is mayor of Manor.
Oh, you might be living in a mayor.
Right.
Not in a mayor town.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the name Manor, Texas. Can we change it to Easttown? I like that. Then I could become Dick of Easttown.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, okay. Will there be murders?
Here. I mean, you do like to talk about things that happened, your athletic feats in middle school. You're also a poor detective.
The name Mayor... I don't understand it.
I guess that's a Pennsylvania thing.
You hear her mom call her, is it Mary Jane, Mary Beth, Mary,
something,
it's one of those.
Yeah, it was one of those.
But M-A-R-E, in terms of writing it, you've shortened Mary none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just a confusing thing. How many, to tell the truth, Emily, several episodes you thought we were talking about a mayor of a city.
Oh, for sure. Mayor of Easttown. And know when they chose the title of the show, they knew that there was going to be that confusion.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why would you do that? Don't try to confuse people about them, particularly when she is a public servant. She's a detective. Don't give her the name Mayor.
I thought it was a crime-solving horse at first. I was like, what is Kate Winslet doing here?
Feast your ears on this spin doctor's mix, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, my God.
Man, total aside, which we can do on the podcast. Apparently, the internet has figured out that Pepe Silvia, or whatever his name
Pepe
is.
Pepe Silvia.
Is how Charlie reads.
Silvio? Silvia.
Is how Charlie reads Pennsylvania, because he's illiterate. So that's why Pepe Silvia is on all the letters, because it says Pennsylvania. Now, the further people tell you, they would actually just say PN, not Pennsylvania. So
where did you hear this?
What?
It was on.
Is this Russian Wikipedia subway dogs?
No, it's a thing that's been popping up on Reddit for the last couple of years,
Reddit.
But it just showed up on Cracked the other day, and I read about it. So.
Oh. What is up with the name of her daughter, too? Like, everybody's
Siobhan?
Name
Siobhan?
Siobhan?
See,
what is that?
What
is that from? Like, what does that derive from?
I mean,
or is it just an
Irish?
Excuse to write like an edgy teen character?
It is. I'm like, why is her name just not Rachel? Because what's the name of the kid who killed himself? He's got a normal name. His name's fucking Danny or something like that. Why would you call? Hang on, here I'll
Siobhan,
find it. Kevin.
Kevin.
Her son was
That's
named
such
Kevin.
A basic name.
Yeah, he was like, my son's name Kevin and my daughter's name is Siobhan.
Siobhan.
You want to spell that?
I want to say that they
Sheehan. Siobhan Sheehan. That's what it says on here.
I mean, is it Sheehan? That's I think it's either Irish or Scottish. I think they at some point they allude that it's a family name or something. Because I remember it being the same thing. Yeah, bigger nitpick with her. How the fuck do you have such a hip, trendy haircut and all these fancy clothes and you're so fucking cool in this shithole town? Your best friend, like, the other girl is, like, basically a crack addict prostitute, but yet you're, oh, let's go listen to records at the college radio.
Yeah, small town is a terrible character.
Small towns have hipster lesbians, too.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Her brother was literally a drug-addicted fucking crackhead who hung himself. Yet she's just so cool.
Yeah.
I can sit there and I record audio between me and my sister,
okay? Mm-hmm. And I would argue greater than Siobhan and the drug addict suicide kid.
You're wearing a shirt that has a Ninja Turtle on it and it says slice, slice, baby. Yeah, you cultured.
Take that, Steph. Sorry, I'm just trying to. See, for real, spell Siobhan.
It's Sibohan.
Spell it. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm looking at it. S-I-O-B-H-A-N.
I was just looking at
also,
it, too. But I still won't get it right.
You guys are no fun.
S-H-E...
No, he just spelled it.
Oh, sorry.
I know it because of Succession. One of the characters on there is Siobhan. Like, yeah, for the longest time, I would see that, like, read it in books, and I thought it was Sibohan.
Oh.
Well, it wouldn't be Sibohan anyway. It would be Siobhan. S-I-O-B-H-A-N. Siobhan.
No, the O is silent. Sibohan.
Duh. You're saying an O in yours. You're saying Sibohan.
I do that sometimes.
I think she is my...
You do what sometimes?
I move a letter over a couple of words to pronounce things.
Move a letter.
I think she is the character that I hate the most of the
Siobhan?
Entire series.
I like Siobhan. What's your problem with her?
I think she's just really, really annoying. I think as a young person... The stereotype of young people writing, like how they write.
She's a lesbian and you want to be a lesbian, but you love that dick too much?
No.
Only the one that tastes like avocado.
Not untrue, but not true.
Similar to your, you look part vegan.
Yeah.
You got some lesbian look to you.
Oh, yeah. I always say I have bi girl energy. It's bi girl energy. Yeah, that's what it is.
So you're a fake.
I'm a fake. That's too hot of a take.
My problem with her is that your girlfriend overdoses and throws up on herself one time from gummies, and you're going to break up with her?
Who does that with gummies? That's
well,
just
she's, I would say who does that? Who can do that? I wish I could get so high off of gummies that I threw up.
She's 17, whatever. Like, people are they're
young.
Yeah,
she's 17, whatever, but she smokes, like, every day, and she eats,
no,
like,
I mean, people break up with people for stupid reasons all the time.
Just,
like,
again.
Oh, no.
Maybe
she,
not
she
like
she was
her.
A low life. I do love that part, though, whenever the girlfriend asks to come into the house and then sees them making out, and then she just, like, decks grandma in the motherfucking face with the door, like, and then grandma has to go to the hospital. I was like, this is insane, but I love it. I like that part. That was good. I mean, grandma didn't deserve it, but it was just really like shitty. What a terrible character. Who just sees that and runs away like that and just slams a door that hard? I would see that and be like, whoa, that's awkward.
Yeah.
And then simply get out of there.
Since you brought up grandma, who's played by Jean Smart, this is what I tell you.
I love Jean Smart.
We should do this next with, what is it, Hacks. I just finished that. It's fucking great.
Let's do a movie.
Jean Smart's in there as well.
I want to do a movie next.
Oh, we know what we all we're doing. We're doing Sopranos.
No.
That's way too long.
Are you kidding me?
Took her fucking 6 weeks to watch seven episodes.
Saying, you always go back
six
to Sopranos.
Seasons. There's no way we can do that.
Are we going to do it where we switch off? Where next Nick or I
we're
suggest
never
the
watching
next one?
Any. We're not doing nitpickers of the Shark Tank.
No, I'm not going to make you do Shark Tank. I'm thinking,
I mean,
I don't know.
Pitch a show or a movie.
I got some ideas.
More creative nitpick here.
Okay.
And I've already spoiled this one on the radio, but is Mare good at basketball? I can't do it. I just can't do it, okay? I don't know if it's because Kate Winslet and Rose from Titanic or because she grew up to be kind of a dumpy chick, and kudos to Kate Winslet who insisted that they what did they say? They told her in the sex scene, they're like, don't worry, we'll CGI out some of your fatness. And she's like, no. Leave me like this. People will connect with my character because this is what the people of Cold Town, Pennsylvania look like.
You gotta have some blubber on there.
I just can't. She's a high school basketball legend. I don't buy it. I look at the other, Lori, her friend, was on the team.
Yeah.
tall, lanky, huge wingspan, mm-hmm. basketball player. The other girl, brother is a crackhead guy, girl. Yeah. She's black. I buy it, okay? I see her. Yeah.
Somehow that's believable.
She
to
presents
you.
Okay. as was once great at basketball.
Right, let's just move on to the other ones.
Nothing about Kate. And look, what's her name? The girl with the cancer.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's got cancer. Okay. Well, how am I supposed to decide whether or not she's good at basketball? This terrible disease is eating away at her body.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet is just eating away. Okay. I just don't look at her and think. Well,
again, all they say is that she had a historic shot in a big game. I don't even know if they won a state championship. I think they just won.
Yeah, they didn't really clarify that at all.
And also, just the way that she treats it, I feel that she does not feel that she deserves all of this praise. Like, she's Steve Kerr, okay? She happened to take the shot that wins the championship over Michael Jordan. But just Steve Kerr was not the star of the Bulls, but like I think that she just happened to be the one that the ball came to her and she made the big shot.
So you're saying she made one shot. She wasn't great at basketball.
Yes.
Well, first of all, she was on the floor at the time of this big shot. Everybody sort of defers to her as she was the leader of the team. You're not picking up that vibe? You don't get that?
I didn't see her pick up a basketball in the entire show. She didn't pick up a basketball, right? She didn't touch a basketball the entire show.
Yeah, I heard an interview with the creator where he talked about that they made the conscious decision to not ever have her, because you could...
Kate Winslet just sucks at basketball.
You could
That's
have
all
the very
saying.
Cheesy, like at the end, you know, she goes up to the attic and looks finally at the spot where Kevin hung herself and... You know, what if while she's up there, she sees her old high tops and she laces them up and goes and the credits just start rolling and she's just nailing jumpers from...
She's out there doing... She's filming herself with the basketball courts doing a fun video. Yeah. You know what she should have done?
That's how she solved the case last final shot.
They made it a conscious decision to never show her playing basketball. This guy also, the creator also wrote that Ben Affleck alcoholic basketball movie that just came out.
The Way Back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where he said...
Better than Space Jam 2.
He did the same thing. He's an iconic former high school star, and you never really see Ben Affleck. I don't think he shoots the ball one time in the movie. It's also probably... It's to not exacerbate this problem that I am highlighting right now, is if you actually showed Kate Winslet trying to handle the ball, you think Wesley Snipes and White Men Can't Jump is bad? Holy shit. If all of a sudden Rose has got to dribble it between her legs, how many takes does that take?
She has to do that, and she also has to have an English accent. That's
Again,
hard. You
fact,
can't
the
do
fact that.
That
you're going this far into Mayor criticizing her basketball skills, just like that she doesn't
That's
look like a basketball
of this
star
show.
When she's 40... Yeah, you have no problems with Space Jam 2 style points, 500 points for a Wile E. Coyote copy machine.
It's a cartoon.
I just don't understand your logic.
Half cartoon.
But look, again, this is a small town, so you don't have to be 6 foot tall to be a basketball star. You can be, Kate Winslet is 5'7", according to the internet. That can be your shooting guard. Can be 5'7" in a small town.
It's not that she's not big enough. I just understand.
The fact that after 20 years and a couple of years of crippling depression and being a cop,
doesn't work for
stakeouts.
Me. I don't see it. I don't see it in her.
I didn't have a problem with it.
At any point in marriage,
she was not Mrs. All Pennsylvania basketball. She just made a good shot. And that's what everybody remembers her for.
Well, let's presume that 18-year-old Mare was the best basketball version of herself.
Okay.
She didn't go on to play college ball, right?
Yeah. No,
18-year-old Mare.
She got knocked up or something, right?
Could she beat me today? One-on-one?
Yes.
18-year-old Mare would be... Emily, you never see me play basketball. You got
idea. I know, but just based on this, I can already
Everybody,
tell.
Yeah. Not just you. Okay. Everybody listening to this podcast, hit pause, go to YouTube, search Wings versus Rings 101X. That's me playing national champion women's college basketball player Chanel Fox, and I wipe the floor with her, okay? That's a college basketball player. Mare is a high school player in nowhere land, Pennsylvania, and she's going to beat me? Step the fuck off.
How often do you do this? Every time that you watch something involving sports, you're like, could they beat me in this?
Anytime I get the chance to force people to watch that video, I do so.
I just want to tell you this. This video was posted 14 years ago. Okay, Jason?
Emily,
14.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
14 years ago.
Not the best shape of my life. I'm in the best shape of my post 24-year-old life.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because this was 14 years ago.
Can I? Somebody contact Chanel Fox, see if she wants to run it back. Or, you know what? Find me any college basketball, women's college basketball player today. That promise remains true. I'll fix you up, man.
Mm-hmm.
You have one comment, and it's from 13 years
ago. All right, shut the fuck up, all right?
Why did you divorce your wife?
Where was that in the wife hierarchy? Did I have a wife yet? I don't remember. I mean, I guess I could do the math. 14 years ago.
Yeah.
I got married 14 years ago this November.
Yeah.
You guys might have been on one of your mini breaks at the time.
Okay. You ready to do it? This is the biggest nitpick I have in the whole thing. And when I presented this to a couple of moms, and they say that I am absolutely wrong as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Now that we've got three childless fuckers on this podcast, this should be good.
Yeah!
But the
fuck
whole
children!
The whole point of the scheme and the deceit...
Not literally.
No. Sorry.
Did you say fuck children? I didn't hear it.
I feel like we've done enough work today, worked a little blue, that we need to clarify all that. But anyway, you're
you know, I don't, and now I forget the context. While you're on vacation, Nick, Emily advocated for dog fighting, okay? She said something about that she wanted to see two dogs fight. And
I
saw
see
it was a,
your dog and
it was
and
a
Avery's
yes
dog.
And it was an improv moment that went awry, but yeah.
I wanted to see Bogey get into a fight.
Bogey and Marie Callender, she wanted to see our dogs fight, and I was like, all right, Michael Vick, fucking pump the brakes over there.
Yeah, I'm already worried about you being out.
Okay, so the whole, you know, the catalyst of this show, the somebody killed this chick, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn in the end that it's Ryan, the kid, who is the son of the guy who knocked Aaron up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he went there with a gun just to scare her to stay away from his family because she had fucked things up, whatever. And he accidentally kills her. Mm-hmm. And then his dad and the uncle, they cover it up. And they decide that the uncle is going to take the fall for the murder. First of all, is that uncle, whoever, who apparently ain't got shit going on in his life, was willing to do it because John is a father and a family and whatever. And so he's like, okay, I'll go rot away in prison. Can you sell that to your brother? Emily, do you have a sibling?
I'm an only child.
Do you know anybody whose brother loves them enough that they'll be like, yeah, I'll go to prison for the rest of my life to cover up for you fucking an 18-year-old?
And it's not only you. It's your child. Your stupid child.
You got a brother, Nick. You know what? This is a good example.
I have no family. I have nothing to do.
Would you go to prison for your brother's, cover up your brother's murder and your brother's son's murder?
I wouldn't go to prison, but I'd probably help him move the body. Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, help him move the body.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, I can absolutely see you.
If I need help with a body this weekend, I expect the both of you to be there, okay?
Yeah, okay.
But go to prison? Like, no, I don't think so, man.
I'm reminded of the time that you and I were flying back from Atlantic City, and we're in Houston.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get it's
They
it's,
never found that Atlantic City body, by the way.
I don't know. I blacked the whole thing out. But we were waiting on a standby flight or whatever you call it, and they had one spot. And Jason just looks at me and he's like, "Well, we know who's doing this." So I could definitely see you coming to me and be like, "Hey, I need you to take him for the team." Okay, I'm Jason Dick, radio superstar.
Mm-hmm. I'm the star of the show. Just the reason.
For the record, I want to be very clear here, and this is obvious if you track the attendance of the last couple of years. If this took place in today's age, I would put you on that plane. Okay. Now, I gave that time we were standby and I was going to get on and Nick wasn't. I gave him a $100 bill and said, go rent a car. I see you in the morning. Good luck. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
he also just was like, well, I think we know the obvious answer here.
The answer was obvious. Okay. If only one of us is going back, I'm the one who's got to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was today, I would say, you go back. You go in there, fucking throw a rerun on, and I'll see you when I see you. I wouldn't attempt to rent a car. I'd immediately go get a hotel and probably hit up a Houston card room. I would put you on the plane today. I'd put you. So
thanks.
Good job. You made it, buddy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
68th percentile, Texas State, class of 2007, without a doubt.
I wouldn't even be invited to this vacation. That's where I stand.
It was Atlantic City. You don't want to go. That's not even.
He does owe you one, though.
That's not my biggest nitpick, though. The brother convincing him thing. The whole Lori's life is ruined, and she's never going to talk to Mare again because she did get to the bottom of the whole thing. She's so mad at her. Why didn't you just leave the whole thing alone? Because we concocted this whole scheme to save my son, to keep my son from going to prison. Instead, Dad was going to go to prison.
Yeah.
Now, the realities of this situation, he's a minor who accidentally shot somebody, all right? He's going to do what? 3-4 years in juvie?
He's out when
maybe?
He's 18. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, when he's 18, he's out. The dad, in this system that they've set up, is getting life in prison. So a family decision, you're sending Dad to prison for life over Ryan going to juvie, where he'd probably get just as good an education as he can in rural Pennsylvania.
But he was smart
Visitation
already.
Rights. And then he's out when he's 18.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is.
Does that decision make sense to anybody?
No. This
he's
is
probably
also
going to be more fucked up with his dad in prison the rest of his life than maybe it toughens him up. He learns some discipline. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say this is prime time for him because he understands it was a bad thing, right? Like he understands. He's not like
he's
a criminal.
Gonna learn a lesson?
Yeah. He's not like a criminal who's like in his like 40s, who's been doing this for a while and he's never going to learn. No, he's a young kid. As soon as he gets thrown. Have you seen Scared Straight? As soon as he gets thrown in prison, he's going to be the best kid when he comes out. As soon as he comes out,
look,
he's going to be so much better.
I don't know
better.
What the juvie facilities is like in Pennsylvania, but I know based on that kid and just how kind of quiet he was, he's getting raped. Like day one.
All right. Well,
like
look,
day one. He's getting passed around that JV facility.
No, he's not. They don't do that.
Listen, it's a lose-lose situation for
he's
the family.
He's at least not getting his pudding ever at lunch.
Oh.
It's a lose-lose situation for the family, okay?
But you are right.
He's
yes,
not
like
going to
kid.
A resort. Yeah. Is he going to have to put some stuff up his butt? Yeah, but his dad is not going to be in prison for the rest of his life. All right? Look, me and my dad, I got no beef with him, but we're not close, okay?
Yeah.
But I would let you put multiple things in my ass
to
keep my dad from going to prison. I would not take the rap and go to prison for my brother. I wouldn't even go for a year, all right?
But you would take it in the ass.
But yeah, if you find 3 inmates bigger than me and they all want to fuck me in the ass and it means my dad doesn't have to spend his life in prison, fucking go to town, all right? I'm real gross back there.
Something about you having no ass and then being disappointed and like, never mind, pass.
Never mind.
Now,
there's no cushion for the pushing.
I've proposed this to many mothers out there, and they all say that I'm fucking wrong.
Oh.
Even my friend Melinda, I think, was the most vocal, and she's only had a baby for 4 months. And it's just like, no, you would send your dad, you'd send the father away immediately rather than send the kid to juvie. And I'm like, how much time are you saving the kid? Like, if it's 5 years, you would rather do life in prison for the dad? What if it's 2 years? Can the kid do 2 years
in
prison?
It's not about the time.
What if it's 12 months?
It's the parental instincts.
Can he do a weekend in the drunk tank? How long would he go to jail so as to keep his dad from doing life in prison?
Okay, well, here's your first issue. You're asking women who are moms, you know? Because I'm putting myself in a woman mindset. If I was a mom right now, right? And I'm going to have to choose between my darling child that I literally pushed out of my vagina after 9 months of carrying this, or my shitty husband, who I don't really like anyways. Because remember, she didn't even, in the show, they were already going through like...
Well, she thought that they were being secretive because he was having an affair. So
she already didn't like
him.
So honestly, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I agree. Let's throw Let's throw the dad away because for life, because who needs the dad when you have this sweet, innocent child? Because he was like a cheater, right? Who cares?
Cheated a couple times. Yeah. Yeah.
Cheaters. You know how snitches get stitches? Cheaters get life in juvie prison and for covering up a murder that wasn't his. And
so,
yeah,
snitches get stitches and cheaters get fucked in the ass by 3 dudes in prison.
Yes, that's
rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And and then you just kind of like give the child like a slap on the wrist and you're like, hey, don't shoot anybody.
Is your nitpick just they made the decision, or is it also Lori blaming Mare?
I do hate her.
Oh, no,
her
no,
too.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do hate her too.
I don't understand
Lori's.
I mean,
that's clearly just lashing out.
I don't understand Lori's value system. This is Look,
it's the parents. Your instinct is to protect the child.
Nobody
and
understands what it's like to be a mama's boy more than me. Mm-hmm. My mom would do, like, I think if my mom could do the time, my mom would do 1 year in prison for every day that I could skip out of. Okay,
ooh.
That's how much she wants to jump in front of the bullet for me.
How sweet.
I see your mom more likely like just hiding like a drill and some flowers or something. Just it's very blatantly obvious that there's a file in the.
But
cake.
I don't understand. Look, it's the same thing as why, you know, it's the same thing as the KFC menu, where there's
what.
If you go to KFC, I think they've corrected it, Emily, but once upon a time, they had a little three-wing snack pack that was $2, or you could get a five-wing pack for $4, and I'm like, you could get two three-wing packs for $2, $4, that's six wings, why would I ever, who buys the five-wing pack? What kind of a fucking lunatic doesn't understand the math of this situation? And I feel like there are extreme inequities in this thing, where the kid can go do 2 years at a soft, cushy juvenile detention center, versus the dad doing forever and pound me in the ass federal prison.
Look, these are all very good points. Mm-hmm. The answer still remains, it's an emotional decision that parents make based on instinct to protect their kid and not,
logical. Yeah, point is, men suck, children, great.
Moms, get at us, morningx@krox.com.
Yeah, again, take that, what I just said, with a grain of salt. I did not mean men suck, only kids are great. That sounds weird again. Making it weird.
This is my metric for determining how many people listen to this. For real, moms. Or, you know, amateur mom speculators, parental speculators like myself. How many years of prison would you allow your kid to do to keep the kid's dad out of prison for life? Is it 1 year? Is it half a year? Is it not? No time in prison whatsoever? Just want to see how many emails we get. Anybody still listening to this? That was my big one. The rest of these are pretty nonsense, but that's fine. I like that. Mayor is suspended, we discussed, for planting drugs on the thing. Mm-hmm. How long is she suspended for? Is it
she
like
was
4 days?
To be like forever.
Well, it's not an official suspension, so.
She's on leave. She's got to go to therapy. And she immediately says, you know, starts violating and is out there riding shotgun with the dude.
Yeah.
He eventually gets shot in the head, and the chief is forced to reinstate her. How long was she on suspension?
I think she was on
like a
definite leave. He was going to figure it out when she learned a lesson. But
how long was she actually on suspension?
I think it was like a week. Yeah. Maybe a few.
Yeah, sure. A couple days. Similar to how, like, if your college roommate commits suicide, you get A's. When your partner gets shot saving somebody from a child predator,
what?
They just give you your badge back.
Your previous unacceptable IR investigation. IR? IA? Internal
IA.
Affairs? Yeah, those are all just drops.
Yeah.
Because of all the trauma you are going through.
Okay. Why the cliffhangers?
TV.
I mean, I guess this show actually
did it air
on HBO. Like, this was every Sunday night at 8:00.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been saying this since, you know, streaming began in Orange is the New Black. It's like the episode ends and Aaron's naked with a gunshot wound in the head in the river. Tune in next week. Oh, Aaron confided in me. Dylan's not the real dad. I think it's Frank. Tune in next week. It's like, fuck you. I'm just going to the next episode. I'll watch the first 8 minutes of the next episode. But I guess it just aired on TV, so that's how we're making these. That's how.
I think if it didn't air on TV, that's still how people are making
that's
things.
Just how you, I mean, how you write an episode.
Marvel just did that all over the place with Loki and their WandaVisions, where they set things up and they just are airing weekly.
Well, so why do you do that?
I think they do that for the streaming purposes of, they know that everybody wants to binge.
Is it to keep you from, or just to keep you watching?
Yeah, because now.
So you're their greatest enemy. You're the one who can take that cliffhanger and be like, whatever, I'll see you in a week, bitch.
I know, but I feel like a lot of people nowadays, with the availability of streaming from home, they, in order for it to be a good show, you have to go home to your friends and say, hey, I watched the show and I binged it all in a day. That's how people now describe what a good show is, right? Is that, oh, I can watch this all in one day and be into it.
Well, we thought Mayor of Easttown was that, Emily.
Sorry.
I think that it's twofold. Just a lot of these shows, you don't know if you're picked up when they're filming them and things like that. That may not be the case with Mayor of Easttown. Like, they probably, HBO knew that. But I think just from a
You might production be making it for TBS and you want to...
You don't know. You don't know if you're going to need commercials or not. You don't know if you're going to need that. I think you just make these things how they're done so that you can cover your base, or they don't know where it's going to air in 10 years from now. I don't know if this is speculation. But also, I think just because even if they know that they're all going to be released at once, they still want you to keep watching. They're still trying to hook you and binge it for 8 hours instead of versus just, you know, if you don't have a cliffhanger, it's like, oh, I can just stop here. I'll pick it up.
You know whenever. What?
Yeah, I'll pick it up next week.
I didn't start watching them until they were all available, but they did actually stagger the release. Like, I think, because I remember when it came out, a bunch of people. Like episode 5, a bunch of people flipped out, and then when it came out, it was like at midnight at whatever time that they put the final one out because they did stagger the release.
I mean, because what happened to me is that I think there were 5 episodes were out when I started watching it, and so I hit the end and I was like, oh, okay, this will be the end of it, and then it took me a little bit to get back into it. It was basically because you said that you wanted to do this that I finished the last episode.
Yeah, another point on all of that is with all the shows that are coming out nowadays, like there's so many shows that there's a happy medium that people have to release content in where it's like enough to hook you, but not enough to be dragged out so long that people lose interest because there's a new show that pops up like a week later. Mm-hmm. So,
So that's why they'll give you like 3 the first week.
Yes.
And then slowly drip you the rest of it.
Mm-hmm, because they want you to remember it, but
boom,
not move
strategy.
On. Look at us. We're so smart. I went to college. Okay.
I wrote down this question 6 weeks ago, and now I guess I know the answer. I just said, why Pennsylvania? Because Kate Winslet, who's going to win the Emmy and all the stuff for this, is incredible. Totally fooled Emily. You didn't know until you watched the behind-the-scenes little mini-documentary afterwards that she's British.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely
actually,
knew
like,
she was putting
fancy,
on an accent.
Proper British.
Yes.
She crushes it with that Pennsylvania murder-durder accent
thing. Water.
And I guess I heard from the creator dude, Engelsberg, Brad, whatever, that like he's just from there, and so he knows...
The slang.
He knows. Well,
the
he
verbiage.
Just he understands the community, and so like he was saying, literally, like when they have to change something in the script on the fly, he's like, well, if you change that, here's the domino effect of this is how the town would react. So I guess that makes sense. But I'm like, couldn't you pick some place that doesn't like? Why not just put it in the Connecticut where the whites just talk normal? Why would you choose Pennsylvania where they have this weird accent type thing?
Do you get brownie points if you learn extra accents
I guess
in the acting
fine.
World?
Yeah, I think people are congratulating Kate Winslet on nailing it.
I mean, I guess they just got tired of doing crime dramas in Boston, like Gone Baby Gone and Gone Girl. And
Okay, here's one. I got 2 left. If you guys have any, you're free to jam them in as well. I literally don't really, I think that, was this an autocorrect? But I don't remember what happens here.
Okay.
The guy, he's heroin, the guy who dies, overdoses
in the house.
His heat's turned off. He's got his own house.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister, awesome at basketball, gives it to Kate. I wrote down, gives it to Jamie. I've been searching. There's no Jamie character, I don't believe. Does she give Katie, the one that was abducted and lost forever?
Yes, she gives
her
that house.
The crackhead's house.
Yes. Yeah.
We're just cool
brothers.
With that? People just give people's houses away?
Yeah. The guy wasn't really using it.
Besides, well, also, he's dead.
Yeah, exactly. He's not using it.
You sell the house, and now you got all of the strife and suffering.
Zillow, how much this house is worth in East Town?
It's a house. It's a motherfucking house. That's another good point. Is it paid off? Did you just give Katie
probably.
A mortgage?
Probably. No. Oh, yeah. Didn't like.
So
the,
hang on. Our drug addicted guy just had a house paid off full and clear.
Wasn't something in the show where they were like, oh, the community pitched in to help you with this? I think the community like pitched in money to help get her this house that like was owned by the crackhead.
I'm just
died.
Saying. You're thinking that
or
this is like
Carolyn
an East Side
Addict,
Austin
sorry.
House that's worth $1 million. I'm almost positive it is not.
So she gave her.
It also,
she gave her $40,000?
Probably somewhere between there. Eh. It's probably a good 6 figures, but also just like, you know, she
that's
was...
a lot of house.
This, you know,
lot of,
the
this
rent,
is what
the
you
rent.
Do in a small community. Is
the
you
value
come
of the house
people.
Definitely depleted after he died in there.
I mean,
from
it's
the
probably
heroin.
Got no copper you know? Wiring.
Listen, I'm moving to Maine, or ain't nobody giving me shit. It appears they're trying to charge me a lot for everything.
Well, were you abducted for a year?
I'll go away for a year if it gets me a free house. Mm-hmm. You know how much this house is going to cost? Okay. The electric company, you wouldn't believe how much money they want just to run a wire, okay? Just I'll to run you, a dude. Wire over this way.
Get a couple of orange extension cords.
That's what I was like, dude, I worked at Radio Shack for a summer, all right? I know how much wire costs. Fucking $30,000,
$40,000. Oh, my God, please wire this house yourself.
And then it'll explode.
I can't do it myself. I'm just telling you, I know the cost. Okay, I know how much wire costs.
Jason, is this wire hot?
Oh, no.
What did he I don't want to watch cartoons anymore.
He asked me the other day. Bumbleito says, Jason, when you build the new house, can you make a lazy river? It's like, what?
That's a good question. Can it go through the living room? Lazy
you want
river?
A moat?
Yeah.
I got no idea.
That's how you know you're
should?
Rich. You have
we were
a moat.
Talking about, would this be, how unacceptable of an asshole move is this, Emily?
Okay.
I got an acre and some in Manor. My house is going to be 2,400 square feet. It's a normal-sized house. I have no desire to have a bunch of land. I'm not going to have horses or livestock, anything like that. If I made one golf hole, if I just had one 120-yard par 3 in my backyard. Now, I'll tell you I'm not, because I ain't about to get into the business of maintaining.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to, you know, mow, water multiple times per week. I ain't maintaining, and I ain't no groundskeeper, so I'm not doing it. But would that be cool, or would that be like a fuck this
so
guy?
So are you just creating like a driving range, basically? Because you could do that, right?
Well,
if you're just shooting it off into the woods, then you could just hire somebody to pick up all the balls.
Well,
after.
You just have a big ass net that you hit balls into, and that's that.
Yeah.
Jim Nantz, the voice of the Masters, CBS, has a famous, is it Pebble Beach? He's got a famous golf hole that's been recreated in his backyard. Like you can go to his backyard and play this famous hole. Jim Nantz, slightly more successful broadcaster than myself. Slightly.
Slightly.
Okay.
Also slightly. An amateur beekeeper.
Just wait. See, CBS loses that March Madness contract, Jim Nantz. Then I'm overtaking you. Did you just do a reference to a commercial spot from 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Jim Nantz, amateur beekeeper. Anybody? Anybody? So people just give each other houses. Okay. Cool. Check.
Yeah. Especially when they're like that.
When you are just recovering from being a kidnapped and sex slave for 5 years or 1 year.
In case I haven't done enough asshole content yet, let me turn this down a dark road. What happened? How does Katie turn out? Because she's already a drug addicted prostitute.
Yeah.
And now she spent a year in a fucking closet.
I feel like it's a Saw moment, you know, like in Saw, how Jigsaw is like putting people through all these.
Didn't watch that one.
Okay, well, in Saw, Jigsaw is putting people through these treacherous things for rebirth. So he puts like a drug addict through one of his traps, and then at the end she survives and she appreciates life more because she was at her lowest.
Let's fast forward 15 years. Who's less of a piece of shit, Katie or... What's the name of the kid whose mom is a drug addict whose husband killed himself? Mayor's Kevin's kid, Drew.
I want my kid back.
Kevin Bacon's daughter.
I fell asleep while he was in the bath. I almost fucked this kid up again.
Yeah, that guy.
A girl. It's a girl.
No, it's not.
She's a drug addict. She went to rehab.
Custody
battle.
I thought you were talking about the child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mayor plants the drugs on her.
Yes.
Eventually, she gives up the court case because she's on drugs again. Is going back to rehab.
Yeah.
15 years from now. Who's less of a piece of shit, that girl or Katie?
Katie.
I don't know if it is. I think it's Katie.
Yeah, I think it's Katie too.
I mean,
because she's got a new lease on life.
Have you been locked Have you been locked in a basement for like a whole year before?
I was concussed one time, and I spent a good day and a half in
the closet.
I couldn't stand the lights.
Yeah,
so
and
I
that
just
sucked,
sat in the closet.
Right? Imagine a year.
Actually, I wrote some of my best guitar.
Carrie is the kid's mom.
Carrie is
Kevin Bacon's daughter.
Really?
Sozie Bacon.
No way.
Yeah. The entire time I was like, I know this girl from somewhere.
Because she looks like Kevin Bacon, or you just know Kevin Bacon's daughter?
Because I used to watch The Closer, which is Kira Sedgwick, and she was on there as her daughter. Anyway. Because that girl, Carrie, I think, has kind of fixed things with Mare, or they're heading that direction. So she has kind of a support staff. Katie, the kidnap victim, I know her mom appears to be in remission, but that cancer coming back in like 2 years. Then your mom's dead. Then it's just you and this kid in this crackhead's
house.
Oh, so
you say Katie is more of a piece of shit.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, right. I forgot Katie has a kid as well.
Yeah, Katie has a kid.
Man, you small town fuckers just cranking out these kids. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like Aaron, you didn't know who the dad was, you did know. You got this Dylan on one side, who's just a fucking winner.
Well,
like
she
you
knew,
believe.
But she the
get that, an abortion. Get a fucking abortion.
Well, I mean, they have like the priests like walk around freely in this town. They don't do abortion. They close down the Planned Parenthood.
Priests walk around freely.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like you get,
the reverends are casually just sitting in people's houses like drinking cognac and shit. Yeah. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they stay in their little. Okay, I'm Catholic. Well, I was Catholic, so that might have been a different scene. But
I was Catholic, and the priest would go visit my grandma in that small town of Granger time. Like that's what priests in small towns do. They go.
Let me ask you this.
So that's what I'm saying is probably closed down all the Planned Parenthoods because the priests are walking around and not about that. So.
Oh, like you're in shit podunk Pennsylvania. You can't find a guy to punch you in the stomach. Yeah, right.
I mean, that's right. It. And look, this might be none of my business, but I feel we're close enough, Emily.
Yeah. Are you going to ask me if I've had an abortion?
How many? Like 3 or 4?
Abortions?
Yeah.
Never. I've never had a pregnancy scare.
You're the 23. You haven't had a couple abortions yet?
No. Never had a pregnancy scare. Nothing like that. I am so good on that birth control. You have no idea.
I'm just kidding. All right.
I am.
Just joking.
Is that?
Just joking.
Are you surprised?
No, of course not.
Do I look? No. What are you calling me?
I'm just doing a bit.
That's the first thing I said. Like either she's a fake bisexual or just is addicted to abortions.
What? That's
it's
the first
hat.
Thing.
It's the hat.
It's the hat. It's the hat. Yeah.
There's all these useless drug addict teenage girls who got the babies there. I'm like, maybe you should have.
But that's how you get knocked up. Is you're all drug fueled and you let the guy come inside you and then boom.
Okay, baby. Great.
Yeah, I have a job. Jason,
so
I'm fine.
Fill yourself with drugs and abortion fluid.
Look, she was prostituting herself.
I don't know how they do abortions.
Abortion fluids? I think it's the opposite. You're taking the fluids out.
Every life is precious.
Oh, boy.
But several lives are pieces of shit because they should have been aborted. Sorry. I keep trying to make it better, and I just make it worse.
I don't know how to.
Okay.
Take the off-ramp.
This is my last one. Because I don't know the answer to this. And maybe I wasn't paying attention enough. Maybe they told me and I've just forgotten because Emily took so long to watch the show.
I'm sorry.
Dylan is Aaron's ex whatever.
Yeah.
They believe at the beginning of the show, make you believe that it's his kid. He's now got this new girlfriend who's just awful.
Oh,
she's
I know.
Ugly too. Sorry. But she is.
But they have a confrontation on the porch at his house. Where she says the night that Aaron got murdered, we were here together. We got home at 11 o'clock, remember? And she's like, I woke up and you weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I probably got up and smoked some weed. I sat on the front porch. And he's like, I came out here. You weren't here. The car was gone. Where were you? And he goes, you should probably fucking leave. That's never resolved, right?
Isn't it just that he was just driving around?
So that's it?
I think he was just driving around. I'm trying to remember, but
I don't think that
I'm
we ever.
I'm seriously trying to Google it. I assume that he was
so
just
that
like,
was just in there as a misdirection to make us think.
Yeah, definitely. I think he was just driving around because he was like upset about something or I don't really know. You're right. I thought about that, too.
Because he seems like kind of a piece of shit.
I don't like that.
I don't like he was just fucking around on it, right?
Yeah, and they asked him, too. The police asked him about that. They were like,
he went to his other girlfriend's house? Is that what you're saying, Nick?
He has another girlfriend?
Well, he said he's fucking around on her.
Oh.
I'm like, why? He either needs an alibi or that needs to be part of the story. I don't like that it's just like, he was just out driving around. It's also here. Look, and this is I think just for misdirection purposes. What's his name? Why is Guy Pearce in this show?
To lead acting credibility to get it picked up. Like several times if you're trying to pitch a show, it's like, oh, well, who's attached? I got Kate Winslet. I got Guy Pearce. He does. So I think that's the only reason he was in there.
But his character is a 100% inconsequential to the story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, does he humanize Mare? Is he trying to she's a person who's consumed with work and struggling with her kid's suicide, but also might have feelings and emotions toward men. I mean, couldn't all of that been done with their relationship with the partner? Why is he even in the show? He does not...
He provides the artsy, sexy side of Mayor of Easttown. He's kind of sexy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess so.
He was a last-minute replacement for a different actor, or at least... Like Kate Winslet was announced in 2019. He was announced in 2021. He was taken over for some dude named Ben Miles. Yeah, I don't know.
He's hot. Eye candy.
Just because they're like, hey, we can get Guy Pearce for this, and that looks good for the trade publications. And yeah.
You guys have any... That's episode one of the Nitpickers, MorningX at KROX.com. Do you like this? Is this an acceptable... bonus content format for you? Are you going to now fucking rattle my cage about how we need to do one of these once a week for the rest of time? Have I just fucked myself again?
Do we need to do the Emily Savon 7?
What does that mean?
The what?
Dave this... B3 reference. Sorry, oh different podcast. Different podcast.
Why would I know that? How can I
Nobody
help you
got
with
it.
This?
No, I'm literally here for all of it, and I didn't get it. I don't know what happened there. Let us know. MorningX@KROX.com. What should we nitpick next? What do you think? Thanks for listening. Till tomorrow. Later. Goodbye now.